It's wake,
you guys are sleepers. It's wake, it's almost day. Can you sleep, you cruel creature? Why should you love is going away?
Go pray low,
and ask your father. Oh, ask if you can come marry me. And if he says no, pray low, come and tell me. Now go away, and not bother thee. My old father's in the upper chamber. He's taking off his natural rest, and in his right hand which holds a weapon to kill the man that I love best. Oh, pray, pray, love, and ask your mother. Oh, ask her if you can't now marry me. And she says no, pray, love, come and tell me. Now go away and won't bother thee.
AFS recording number 981, side B.
There was an old rich merchant, and one day he did well. He had one lonely daughter, oh, the truth to you I'll tell. Oh, the truth to you I'll tell. She had sweethearts aplenty. Could gain her heart's delight. Oh, daughter, dearest daughter, my wish was surely mine. Let's all for sure in a dungeon, your body I will combine. Oh, your body I will combine. Oh, father, dearest father, the darling Jack to go. The old man flew in a passion, and Captain did say, I'll give you 40 guineas if you'll take Jack far away. Oh, if you take Jack far away. Now Jack is gone, he's Germany. Now Mary has gained her liberty, and not at her command. She'll sail the ocean, she'd view some foreign land. Oh, she'd view some foreign land. She steps into a tail shop. Your fingers are too small, your cheeks taste too red and yellow. cannonballs. Oh, to face them cannonballs, it's just before you come on board. Your name I'd like to know. She smiles in her countenance. My name is Demon Low. Oh, my name is Demon Low. Now, dear, is gone a sailing across the deep blue sea. Now, dear, is gone a sailing to the waters of Gemini. Oh, to the waters of Gemini. Now, dear, is gone a sailing across the deep blue sea. As the flags of England, as the deck they sail, stand nearly safely landed on a sweet and a pleasant gale. Oh, on a sweet and a pleasant gale. Oh, when the battle's over, they take me safely round, among the maiden wounded, her darling Jack she found. Oh, her darling Jack she found. She picked him up all in her arms and kissed and counted gold and bound him with a physician to heal Jack's bleeding wounds. Oh, to heal Jack's bleeding wounds. Now Jackie is reviving and not his surprise to see his darling over him with tears all in her eyes. Oh, with tears all in her, all in her, all in her.
AFS recording number 982, side A, strips 1 and 2.
Jackie went out to plant his corn. So the old devil come marching along behind for little Dolly. Well, said Jackie, what shall I do now? The old devil's come after my horse and my plow behind for little Dolly. No, I'm not come after your horse and your plow. I've come after your old school and wife and I will have her now behind for little Dolly. He carried her to the hell house door. Go in there, old woman, and don't scold no wolf more. Sing high for little Dolly. One, she picked up her shoe and she beat him with that. Takes up the broom and she banged him with that. Sing high for little Dolly. One mean little devil run up the wall. Sing, take her out, Daddy, she'll murder us all. Sing high for little Dolly. He took her all upon his back. Just like, and he carried her straight back to Jack. Sing high for little Dolly. Jackie, oh Jackie, I brought your wife back. Well, said Jack, I don't thank you for that. Sing high for little Dolly. Now the people can all laugh and tell. Jack's got a wife that wouldn't have him hell. Sing high for little Dolly.
This song was sung by Mrs. Matilda Keene of Newberry, Florida, on August on April 17, 1937.
Sing it all over.
All right. Begin the first.
Jackie went out to find his car. So the old devil come marching along. Sing high for little Lordy. Now, says Jack, what shall I do now? Devil's come after my horse and my plow. Sing high for little Lordy. No, I'm not after your horse nor your plow.
I'm after old stolen life, and I shall have a now. Sing high for little Dolly. He took her all up on his back. Just like a peddler would his sack. Sing high for little Dolly. He took her to the hillhouse door. Go in, no woman, don't scold no more. Sing high for little Dolly. Wanda. She picked up a shoe and she beat him with it. Picked up a broom and she banged him with that. Sing high for little Dolly. One little devil crept up the wall. Take her up, Daddy, she'll murder her soul. Sing high for little Dolly. He took her all upon his back. Sing Jackie, oh Jackie, I brought your wife back. Sing high for little Dolly. Now, Sir Jack, I don't thank you for that. No.
And
later, well, Sir Jack, I don't thank you for that. Sing high for little Dolly. I got that last verse mixed.
You made a blunder in it, just like I did mine. Mm-hmm. But Kelly done it. This is Jack's Wife, sung by Mrs. J.H. Smith of Newberry, Florida, on April 17, 1937.
AFS recording number 982, side B, strips 1, 2, and 3.
The House Carpenter, sung by Mrs. G.A. Griffin of Newburgh, Florida, on April 17, 1937. All right, Ms. Griffin, one copy to marry a rich man's daughter.
This one side to marry the rich man's daughter. And it's all for the love of thee, that you for the married rich man's daughter, and she for the married thee. But the two sleepings and the salt water sea, and it's all for the love of me. And it's all for the love of me. And it's in the streets of your little house, come and go along with me, for the grass grow green on the banks of the sweet valley. On the banks of sweet valley, she dressed her babe so neat and clean. She laid it all on her down to the bed. Sing love every day, my darling babe, for the day your father's company. For the day your father's company. She hadn't been on board but about 3 weeks. It was not fair, for she beat, and she beat, and she beat, and she beat, and she beat more badly, and she beat more badly. Saw you weeping for my soul, I am you weeping for my soul. I have it said that it has stopped, but you never shall sing no more. But you never shall see no more. I'm neither weeping for your gold, nor neither for your star. But I'm weeping for my darling baby, you never shall see no more. And I never shall see no more. She had been on board but about 8 weeks. I'm sure it was not. For the deep, and it's sung to rise no more, and it's sung to rise no more. What bangs, what bangs, what bangs, says she. What bangs, says what is now? It's bangs of hell, it's heaven on high for all good people go. What bangs, what bangs, what bangs, says she. What bangs, His name is nothing great, it's simple common Bill. He wishes me to wed him, but I hardly think I will. I hardly think I will, I hardly think I will. He wishes me to wed him, but I hardly think I will. He wrote me a letter, and in it did say, if I didn't wed him, he'd throw himself away. You know the good book says it is a sin to kill. I said the matter over, and I guess I'm mad, Bill. I guess I'm mad, Bill. I guess I'm mad, Bill. I said the matter over, and I guess I'm mad, Bill. When I was a little boy, I made me a trap on, and it sat way down yonder in the old field on. I caught me a jaybird on, and I picked him all but his wings and tail on, and I turned him loose on, and he flew through a briar patch on, and a hawk struck at him on. An old woodchuck sat way up yonder in an old dead pine on. Says two slits on, two slits on. When shall I ever get to heaven on? Some preachers for money on, some preachers for corn on. But here's poor old Cyrus Carter preachers for the salvation of the sinner on.
This is Silas Carter's sermon, given by Miss Matilda King of Newberry, Florida, on April 17, 1937.
AFS recording number 983, side A, strips 1 and 2.
I said a sparrow with my little bow and arrow, with a shy, with a shy, with my little bow and arrow, with a shy.
Second verse,
now. Look out a flood, look out a flood. I said a fish with my little dainty dish, with a shy, with a shy, with my little dainty dish, with a shy. Who dug his grave? Oh, who dug his grave? I said a crow with my little spade and hoe, with a sigh, with a sigh, with my little spade and hoe, with a sigh. Oh, who pulled him in? Oh, who pulled him in? I said a boom just as hard as I could pull, with a sigh, with a sigh, just as hard as I could pull, with a sigh. Oh, who covered him up? Oh, covered him up. I said a duck just because I covered him up. It was I, it was I, just because I covered him up. It was I. Oh, who marched? Who preached his funeral? Who preached his funeral? I said a swallow just as loud as I could hollow. It was I, it was I, just as loud as I could hollow. It was I. Oh, who mourned for Robin? Who mourned for Robin? I said a dove with my little morning love, it's a sigh, it's a sigh, with my little morning love, it's a sigh. Young people who delight in sin, I tell you what has lately been. Hey, lady, was young and fair, she died in sin and said despair. She'd go to frolics, thanks and plays, in spite of all her pains could say. I turned to God when I did old. called her mother to her bed. Her eyes were rolling in her head. When I am dead, remember well your wicked folly screams and wails. My earthly father, fare you well. My soul is lost and doomed to hell. The flaming rafts begin to roll. Oh, I'm a lost and a ruined soul. Young people, take this warning first, and for your dying beds prepare. Upon your knees for mercy cry, lest you in sin like Polly die.
This is Wicked Polly, sung by Mrs. J.F. Hornbeek of Moss Bluff, Florida.
AFS recording number 983, side B, strips 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Picked her up into his arms. The kisses he gave her, 1, 2, 3. Sing, don't you remember the promise you made me before I crossed that foaming sea? Oh, great.
'cause she has her golden eyes. Her gold will melt her beauty's light, and she'll be as pure as the high. Go dig my grave, both wide and deep. Place your marble stone and let them see. Upon my millstone, some dove, to show this world that I follow. Away down the valley there's a vacant lot where Papa and Mama and I. Mama, she's lazy and Papa, he drinks, and I go ragged and thin. They tell me to seek the city crowds and pocket a watch or a purse. I never have robbed and I never will rob, and I'll tell you the reason why. There come to a house years ago, a man with a big mouth face. He had a little book in his hand and commenced to read in the place. But Mama, she swore at the well-faced man and drove him out of our den. She told him never as long as they lived to enter our door again. But something made me fire that man. I think he beckoned to me.
AFS recording number 984, side A, strips 1, 2, and 3.
Mr. President of the city, I find I've changed my mind. Pray do not think me faithless, nor deem me the least unkind. I find that we're both mistaken, and that you will never suit me. I've changed my love to another, and hope we as friends will agree. Send back the locket I gave you, also my photo is there, and be so kind as to free me from that bitter flood, Nella Bear. Send back the ring I gave you, also my letters and books. Henceforth, Mr. Bear, we are strangers. Respectfully yours, Charlie Brooke. I received your letter, Charlie, the last one you wrote to me. I've read it over and over, and of course we as friends will agree. I'd rather you'd be happy with a pretty young Aunt Miss Gray. I've heard all about it, dear Charlie, and thought it would end this way. Now here is your ring, dear Charlie. Please don't give it away, unless you tell it was once mine. I've worn it 1 year today. 1 year ago today, love, 'twas a bright, happy one to us both, when you promised you'd never forsake me. But I find you've been false to your oath. And here is your photo, Charlie, but it's almost faded away. For I have kissed it so often, of this you must tell Miss Gray. And here are your letters, Charlie. I burned some old as it came. I hope without reading them over, you'll commit them at once to the flames. You do not need them, Charlie. to remind you of words untrue. But as you require them of me, I return them at once to you. And now I must say goodbye, love. My letter is near an end, but always, yes, always remember that I'm your affectionate friend.
Charlie Brooks was sung by Miss Edna Sass of High Springs, Florida, on April the 16th, 1937. She also sang The Remnant of Froggy Winter Courtin'. The Silk Merchant's Daughter, on the other side of this record, was sung by Ms. J.E. Riley of High Springs, Florida, on April the 16th, 1937.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride. Mm-hmm. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, sword and pistol by his side. Mm-hmm. He rode up to Miss Mouse's door. Mm-hmm. He rode up to Miss Mouse's door. He hit it so hard that he made it roar. Mm-hmm. Then Miss Mousey let him in. Mm-hmm. Then Miss Mousey let him in, and the way they pulled it was a sin. Mm-hmm. He took Miss Mousey on his knee. Mm-hmm. He took Miss Mousey on his knee, said, Miss Mousey, won't you marry me? Mm-hmm. Before kind sir, I can answer that. Mm-hmm. Before kind sir, I can answer that, I'll have to ask my Uncle Rat. Mm-hmm. Uncle Rat gave his consent. Mm-hmm. Uncle Rat gave his consent, the weasel wrote the publishment. Mm-hmm. Uncle Rat, he went to town. Mm-hmm. Uncle Rat, he went to town to buy his niece a wedding gown. Mm-hmm. What does he get for the wedding gown? Mm-hmm. What does he get for the wedding gown? A piece of hide from an old greyhound. Mm-hmm.
AFS recording. Number 984, side B.
And she was a-walking on evening by time. She sat a little bit and by a seaside.
There was 37
thought of his mother.
AFS recording number 985, side A, strips 1, 2, and 3.
There was two sisters living in the east, by holding, was two sisters living in the east, down by the waters rolling. There was a young man and he courted them both, by holding. Was a young man and he courted them both, down by the waters rolling. He loved the youngest as he loved his life, by holding. He loved the youngest as he loved his life, down by the waters rolling. He gave the youngest a gay gold ring, by holding. He gave the youngest a gay gold ring, down by the waters rolling. He gave the oldest a gay gold pin, by holding. Gave the oldest a gay gold pin, down by the waters rolling. One day they was crossing a stream, by holding. One day they was crossing a stream, down by the waters rolling. The oldest pushed the youngest in, by holding. The oldest pushed the youngest in, down by the waters rolling. First she'd sink and then she'd swim, by holding. First she'd sink and then she'd swim, down by the waters rolling. Sister, oh sister, lend me a hand, by holding. Sister, oh sister, lend me a hand, down by the waters rolling. You can have a man in his house and his land, by holding. You can have a man in his house and his land, down by the waters rolling.
This was a Two Sisters sung by Mrs. C. McCullen of High Springs, Florida.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking concerning the great speckled bird. Remember, her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. All the other birds flocking round her, and she is despised by the swallows. And the great speckled bird in the Bible represents you, the great church of God. With all of the churches against her, they envy her glory and fame. They hate her because she is chosen and has not denied her dear name. Desiring to lower her standards, they watch every move that she makes. They long to find fault with her teachings, but really they find no mistake. She is spreading her wings for her journey. She is going to take by and by. For when the trumpet sounds in the morning, she shall meet her dear Lord in the sky. In the presence of all our despisers, with a song never uttered before, she shall rise and be gone in a moment until the great tribulation's over. I am proud to learn of her meekness. I'm glad my name's on her book. I want to be one never fearing on the face of my Savior to look. When descending from heaven on the cloud, as he writes in his word, I will be joyfully carried to meet him on the wings of the great speckled bird. Take my soul and sit in the shade. Now I would not marry at all, at all. I would not marry at all. I would not marry a man that little. He can't carry my wash kettle. I would not marry at all, at all. I would not marry at all. I would not marry a man that cool. He'll go begging from door to door. I would not marry at all, at all. I would not marry at all. Would not marry a man that rich, he'll get drunk and fall in the ditch. Would not marry at all, at all, would not marry at all. I would not marry a man that comes worse than little rich, little in law. Would not marry at all, at all, would not marry at all.
AFS recording number 985, side B, strips 1 and 2.
Oh, mother, come, riddle us two, come, riddle us two in one. Must I go marry Fair Ellen, my dear, I bring the brown girl home. The brown girl, she has house and money, Fair Ellen, she has none. Be tired of your life, beware of your death, go bring the brown girl home. He dressed himself in a suit of red, his fair men all in green. And every town that he passed through, he was taken to be a queen. He rode up to Fair Ellen's door, all jingling in the ring. And none was ready to let him in, as Fair Ellen his own dear. Sad news to you I bring, sad news to you I declare. I come to invite you to my wedding, sad news I declare. Oh God forbid that such fair news, very such news, that ever such news I should bear. For I the bride that took it to be, and you the groom would be. Oh, mother, come riddle us two, come riddle us two in one. Must I stay here and tarry all night, or to Lord Thomas's wedding go? Be tired of your life, beware of your death, Lord Thomas's don't go. I'll be tired of my life, beware of my death, Lord Thomas's I'll go. She dressed herself in a suit of red, her fair maids all in green. And every town that they passed in, they took her to be a queen. They rode up to the brown girl door, all jingling in the ring. And none was willing to let her in, as Lord Thomas, her own dear. He took her by her lily white hand, he led her in the hall. He placed her at the head of the table among the fair maidens all. The brown girl spoke up and said, spoke up as if for spite, saying, where did you get the water, my pretty fair lady, that washes your hands so white? My father's garden there is a well which flows both wide and deep, and you may search there till you go blind, that well you never can find. The brown girl, she had a penknife that was both keen and sharp. She pierced it through the long, short rib, she pierced fair Ellen's heart. Oh, what is the matter, fair Ellen, my dear, that makes you look so pale? You used to be as fair a lady as ever the sun shone on. Oh, don't you see, Lord Thomas, she said, that what is the matter with me? My own heart's blood come trickling down, you see. Lord Thomas, he had a sword in his hand, which was both keen and sharp. He cut off the head of his own brown girl and kicked it against the wall. He bent his sword all to the floor, he pierced it through his heart. We'll meet, three lovers will meet, but sadly did they part. Go dig my grave both wide and deep, through thunder may I sleep. Go bury fair Ellen at my side, the brown girl at my feet. Don't we sing? Come all you young ladies whose sweethearts are plenty, you'd better get married before you are 20. For if you do not, you will always regret the day that you told him it's time enough yet. Time enough yet, the answer she gave him is time enough yet. I courted so long and delightful all wrong, to win a fair lady the time to employ. The day of our marriage, the time it was set, the answer she gave him, it's time enough yet. Time enough yet. The answer she gave him, it's time enough yet. I got chorus one.
AFS recording number 986, side A, strips 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I wonder when I should be married. I wonder when I should be married. My beauty's beginning to fade. I fear that too long I have tarried. I fear that too long I have tarried. I fear I shall be an old maid. My mother is anxious and worried. My mother is anxious and worried. She's two other daughters beside. My shoes has got to be mended. My shoes has got to be mended. My petticoat is to be dyed. Oh, say, won't that be a great bargain, great bargain, great bargain. Oh, say, won't it be a great bargain when someone gets married to me. Now I got no money, got no place to stay, got no place to lay my head and chickens crowing today. Farewell, old Joe Clark, farewell, I say. Farewell, old Joe Clark, I'm going away to stay. Wish I had a nickel, and I wish I had a dime, I wish I had a pretty little girl throw away that heart of mine. I don't like that old Joe Clark, I'll tell you the reason why. He goes about the country a-stealing good men's wives. I went down to old Joe Clark's, I did not mean no harm. He grabbed his old 44 and shot him through the arm. Old Joe Clark's a mean old dog, I'll tell you the reason why. He tore down my old ray fence, so his cat up could eat my rye. I went down to old Joe Clark's, found old Joe in bed. I stuck my finger in old Joe's eyes and killed old Joe stone dead.
I wouldn't marry that old maid. I'll tell you the reason why. Her neck's so long and stringy, I'm afraid she'll never die. I went down to Dinah's house. She was standing in the door with her shoes and stockings in her hand and her feet all over the floor. Old Joe Clark's a mighty man. What will it take to please him? A good old bottle of Applejack and Betty Brown squeeze him. Yonder sits a turtle dove sitting on yonder's pine. You may weep for your true love and I shall weep for mine. Yonder is a comely flower. What her name is, I don't know. I'll go and court her for her beauty till she answers yes or no. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no. And her cheeks a bunch of roses. On her bosom lilies grows. In her arms a world of pleasure. May I enjoy them, yes or no? Madam, I have gold and silver. Madam, I have house and land. Madam, I've the world of pleasure. They are all at your command. What cares I for gold and silver? What cares I for house and land? What cares I for the world of pleasure? All I want is a nice young man. Then tell me one thing, tell me truly. Tell me why you scorn me so. Tell me why when asked a question you have always answered no. My father was a Spanish merchant, and before he went to sea he told me to be sure and answer no to all was said to me. If while walking through the garden I should ask you to be mine, would you then become offended? Would you then my heart decline? No, sir, no, sir, no, sir, no. Fair and tender ladies, take warning how you love young men. They're like a star of a summer's morning. They first are here and then are gone. They'll tell to you some loving stories and make you think that they love you well. And away they'll go and court some other and leave you there in grief to dwell. I wish to God I never had seen him or in his cradle he had died. For I think so fair and a handsome lady was stricken in love and then denied. I wish I was in some tall mountain where the ivy rocks is black as ink. I'd write a letter to my false true lover whose cheeks are like the morning pink. I wish I was some little sparrow and I had wings and I could fly. I'd fly away to my false true lover and when he'd talk I would be by. And I would flatter in his bosom with my extended wing. I would ask him whose tender heart he tried to slay.
AFS recording number 986, side B, strips 1 and 2.
I just come from the salt, salt sea, and it's on account of thee. For I had an offer of a king's daughter fair, and she fain would marry me. If you've had an offer of a king's daughter fair, I think you're much to blame. For I've lately been married to a house carpenter, and I think he is a nice young man. If you'll forsake your house carpenter and come and go with me, I'll take you where the grass grows green on the banks of a deep blue sea. If I'd forsake my house carpenter and go along with you, and you'd have nothing to support me upon, then what would I do? She dressed herself in rich array, all from her golden store, and as she walked the streets all around, she shone like a glittering star. She called her baby unto her and gave it kisses three. Since stay at home, my pretty little baby, to your father's company. We had not sailed more than 2 weeks, I'm sure it was not three, till this fair maid began to weep, and she wept most bitterly. Are you weeping for your house carpenter, or for your golden store? Are weeping for that sweet little baby you'll never see no more? I do not weep for my house country, nor for my golden store. I'm weeping for my sweet little babe that I'll never see no more. Oh, cursed be the sea-going train and all the sailors' wives, for robbing of the house country and taking away his wife. They hadn't been on board but weeks or two or three, I'm sure, before the vessel sprang a leak and it sank to her rise no more.
The House Carpenter, sung by Ms. C.S. McCullen of High Springs, Florida, on June the 6th, 1937, the Library of Congress in Washington.
Old John, Johnny on the water, let him sink or let him swim. If he can live without me, I can live without him. Johnny is a young boy, but still younger am I. But how often has he told me he'd wed me or die? A meeting is a pleasure and parting is grief, but an unconstant lover is worse than a thief. A thief can but rob you and take what you say, but an unconstant lover will take you to your grave. I'll take off this black dress and I'll flourish in green, for I don't care if I'm forsaken, I'm only 19. He calls, oh Lordy, how bad I do feel. He calls, oh Lordy, how bad I do feel. The grave, it will rot you and turn you to dust. There ain't one out of 20 that a young girl can trust. They'll court you and kiss you and get your heart warm, but as soon as your back's turned, they'll laugh you to scorn. The cuckoo is a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us good tidings and tells us no lies. Forsaken, forsaken, forsaken am I. He's certainly mistaken if he thinks that I'll cry. I'll tune up my fiddle, I'll rouse up my bow, I'll make myself welcome wherever I go.
AFS recording number 987, side A, strips 1 and 2.
When I was a little boy, I lived by myself, and all the bread and cheese got laid on the shelf, and my wing one waddled to my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. Well, the rats and the mice, they lived such a life, I had to go to London to buy me a wife, and my wing one waddled to my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. The creek was wide and the lane was narrow. I had to bring her home in an old wheelbarrow, and my wing wang waddled, and my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. My wheelbarrow broke and I got a fall, and down come wheelbarrow, wife and all, and my wing wang waddled, and my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. I swapped my wheelbarrow and got me a horse, and then I rode from cross to cross, and my wing wang waddled, and my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. I swapped my horse and got me a mare, and then I rode from fair to fair, to my wing wang waddled, and my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. I swapped my mare and I got me a mule, and then I rode like a doggone fool, to my wing wang waddled, and my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. I swapped my mule and got me a cow, and in that trade I just learned how, to my wing wang waddled, and my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. I swapped me a cow and got me a calf, and in my trade I just lost half, and my wing wang waddled, and my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. I swapped my calf and I got me a sheep, and then I rode till I went to sleep, to my wing wang waddled, and my jester fell, and my Jack Pratt fell, and my long ways home. I swapped my sheep and got me a hen, and what a pretty thing I had then, to my wing wang waddled, and my jester fell, and my John Pratt fell, and my long ways home. I swapped my hen and got me a rat, and I set on a haystack two little cats, and my wing wang waddled, and my jack-jack saddled, and my John Pratt waddled, and my long ways home. I swapped my right and I got me a mole, and the doggone thing went straight to his hole. And wing wang waddled him, and Jack saw saddled him, and John Pratt battled him.
Where have you been, Billy boy, Billy boy? Where have you been, Billy boy? Where have you been, charming Billy? I've been to see my wife, she's a joy of my life. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. Did she ask you in, Billy boy? Did she ask you in, charming Billy? She asked me in with a dimple in her chin. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. Did she ask you, did she ask you to take a chair, Billy boy? Did she ask to take a chair, charming Billy? Yes, she asked me to take a chair with the wrinkles in her hair. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. Can't she bake a sweetened pone, Billy boy? Can't she bake a sweetened pone, charming Billy? She can bake a sweetened pone that can eat to let alone. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. And she baked a cherry pie, charming Billy. Can she bake a cherry pie, charming Billy? Yes, she can bake a cherry pie quick as a cat can blink his eye. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. Can she make a pair of breeches, charming Billy? Can she make a pair of breeches, charming Billy? Yes, she can make a pair of breeches just as fast as she can count stitches. She's a young thing, too young to leave her mother. How tall is she, Billy boy? How tall is she, charming Billy? She's as tall as a pine and as straight as pumpkin vine. She's a young thing to leave her mother. How old is she, Billy boy? How old is she, charming Billy? She's twice six, twice seven, twice 20 and 11. She's a young thing to young to leave her mother. Well, I miss that.
AFS recording number 987, side B, strips 1 and 2.
London town is where I got my learning. I fell in love with a pretty little girl. Her name was Barbara Allen. I courted her for 7 long years. She said she would not marry. Little Willie went home with a broken heart, took sick and seemed to dying. He wrote her a letter on his deathbed. He wrote it low in mourning. So low she read and low she said, go tell him I am coming. When she got there, these words she said, young man, I see you're dying. He turned his pale face to a wall and bursted out a crying. He reached her out his lily white hand. Oh, come and tell me howdy. Oh, no, 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 she stoutly said, for she would not go about him. Do you remember last Saturday night when we were at the Traven? You gave your hand to the ladies all and slighted Barbara Allen. She started at the shady grove. She heard some birds a-singing. And every bird did seem to see hard-hearted Barbara Allen. Oh, she looked east and she looked west till she saw his corpse a-coming. Please lay him down, please lay him down and let me look upon him. The more she looked, the more she wept, which bursted out a-crying. I once could say that young man's life.